Hello, and welcome to episode 110 of Bardic Quest. The battle between our heroes and the traitor continues, as they fight not only him, but his bugbear henchmen too. So far, the party have managed to keep this encounter under control, but now the bugbears are ascending and threatening to overwhelm them. So, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. So Thoric, you are several feet behind Saga right now, who's still on the edge of the rift. You can't see any of your foes right now.
Cool. I'm going to move up to the edge.
Okay.
And I assume see the chat below me.
Yes.
Oh, hello there. I just kind of like whip Gladys into my hand.
And he instantly looks up and goes, "Don't you fucking dare."
Oh, of course. No, you're right. No, you're, I was like, no, yeah, you're right. So like fakes him out as if he's going to turn away and just like,
all right.
Do I have to roll to hit the rope?
Yes, you do need to roll to hit the rope. It's not very high.
Is the rope prone?
The rope is not prone. No, but you do need to roll to hit, certainly. Just in case.
The rope surprised.
Is the rope surprised? Am I flanking the rope? Am I getting advantage on the rope? That is, with a plus six now, 24.
Oh, like a knife through butter. Well, potentially. Roll for damage for me.
Lovely. 7 points of damage.
Oh, yes, indeed. Like a knife through butter, Gladys slices through this first of the three ropes as the bugbear plummets, taking 5 points of bludgeoning damage as it hits the ground and is now prone, which means anybody attacking from within 5 feet of it gets advantage. Anyone attacking it from range gets disadvantage because of the smaller surface area.
Cool.
All right.
I will just sort of look at my handiwork. Kind of look at Sildar and go, and then just back away from the ledge again. Just wait for the next one.
All right. Okay.
I just sort of came back and I described Sildar as like, he fell on his ass. Like, potatoes.
Johan, what would you like to do?
Giggle.
You're having a lovely time.
Yeah, I'm just let's her. And oh, wouldn't it be fun if I had something heavy to drop on him? Like an
large piano in your pocket.
Like Wile E. Coyote, just dropping
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
so, yeah, grand piano. I suppose I could, if he's prone, I could get a javelin.
There are javelins scattered around on the ground near you at this point.
I've got some.
But remember, with... because they are prone, Even though you are above, this is where the abstraction doesn't quite work fully. Essentially, when somebody's prone, because you are attacking a smaller surface area, you are attacking with disadvantage.
Oh, it's not
at range. If you are in melee, you get advantage.
Oh, I'll throw it at one of the other bugbears then.
Alright. Which bugbear would you like to throw it at?
Is it blonde or brunette who's left standing?
All bugbears are still alive and well, except for the brunette, who's currently the one that's prone. The ginger one has been hit for about 10 hit points. The blonde bugbear is untouched.
Then to the ginger one it is. See if I can get the other side of his neck.
Righto. Roll the hit for us.
Oh, that's an 8. That does nothing.
An 8 will not do anything, I'm afraid, as your javelin just plunges into the earth just in front of the blonde. Sorry, the ginger.
Yeah, I just heard like those. And then goes out of sight again.
Anything else from you, Johan?
I think it's best to just stay up. It would be foolish to give up our advantage at this point, wouldn't it? Mm. You know, at least wait until one or two of them have been down before we leave Roy Jenkins in there. Yeah, I'm gonna stay up there.
We need to let one or two at least get up here. Waste turns getting up. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, we run the risk of them turning and running and baiting us.
You get muted, Isaac.
Okay, tell you what then. I will ready in action by one of the remaining ropes.
Okay. Cool.
So if we're lulling them up here, then I can just go boo, then stab them in the face.
Could I get some perception checks from you all, please?
There we go.
Oh, that was an insane roll.
Oh, absolute nonsense rolls.
21.
19.
3.
I'm with the halfling, 21.
Alright. So all of you except Saga, as you are moving about this cavern and your light is kind of shining on different parts of it, you can notice not in the rift, but across the rift on the far wall, to the northeast, and also directly across, you can see that there are passageways above the rift, almost as though there was something on the ground where the rift now is, and that you used to be able to just walk across and get to these exit ways. So these exit ways are above the rift on the other side from where you are. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So there used to be a bridge?
There's no sign of a bridge, no. But they are parallel to the level where you are at.
Okay.
But Saga, it is your go.
Okay, if we're letting them come up with ropes, then I shall keep crossbowing.
All right, who are you going to crossbow?
Sildar.
All righty.
Or what? The thing wearing Sildar's face. That is 15.
A 15 will hit as your crossbow bolt strikes.
Fantastic.
Roll for damage for me.
I'm going to use a superiority dice. Goading attack. Wisdom saving throw. On him, please.
All right. So, wisdom. So, did you roll damage or is this in addition to?
This is in addition. I haven't rolled damage yet.
Sure. Okay. So, wisdom saving throw. On him, or from him, is an 18 total.
Oh, well, he saves against that, then. Fine. But I still get...
Well, how were you going to goad him, despite it not working?
Oh, I always go for goading attack, and then I forget all words that ever exist. So that's fun. I go, oi, turncoat, eyes on me. There you go.
Fair, fair. I thought you were going. I thought for a second there you were going to go with fuckface, but
that would have been good as well.
Oi, fuckface.
Anyway. So
ten points of damage.
Oh, very nice. Very nice indeed.
With that crossbow bolt.
All right. You fire off this crossbow bolt, which actually just kind of takes a chunk out of his, like, the middle of his ear.
Oh.
And he just immediately lets out another scream of pain as he just clutches the side of his head for a brief moment. He's not blooded, though, yet.
Why don't you rub some oil on it?
That's why my goading didn't work, because that's a better line.
Anything else you'd like to do, Saga?
No, thank you. I'll take a couple of steps back from the edge.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Alrighty. That brings us to the top of round three. It's now Sildar's go.
Does he take the 5 hit points of fire damage?
He does take the 5 hit points of fire damage. Thank you very much.
Yes, please.
Yes, he does. Cool. So he lets out another cry of pain as he's clutching his ear whilst flames engulf him for a brief moment. But then they do finally dissipate as the final bit of oil burns off. He has no ranged attacks available to him because he has no ranged weapons on him. Which is most unfortunate. What's he gonna do here? What is he going to do?
Can we interest you in a lovely rope?
He kind of looks up now, the cockiness starting to fade from the look on his face. His face, which, by the way, is blistering right now from the fire. Ooh. That was on him.
I'm starting to worry this isn't that doppelganger.
And
hello, you've got a little... Just here.
He almost growls at the two bugbears either side of him, and he just goes, "Get 'em, boys!" As he kind of stands almost in defiance, looking up at you.
You know, your workforce isn't very inclusive, Sildar. You know, you really could do with some more women in the workforce.
the blonde bugbear is going to begin to climb up the furthest north rope, which is the one that Sergei is nearby to. And he's going to make his athletics check, which he's going to pass, so he makes it halfway up the rope. Sergei, what would you like to do?
The one that is climbing the rope towards me, I'm just going to peer over and can you make a little wisdom saving throw for me on that bugbear?
Yes. Give me just a moment, please. A wisdom saving throw.
Yeah.
On the blonde bugbear, yeah?
The one that just took its turn, yeah.
So that's a 13 on the wisdom save.
My save is a 13. Does that mean...
Oh, that does mean he passes then. Yes.
He does pass. Damn. Well, I'll talk through what I was going for anyway. I was going for some vicious mockery, so I'll just shout down to him, From up here, I can see a bit of a bald patch on your head.
And it kind of looks up at you and just kind of almost like in the most feral way possible, just kind of just growls up at you. And you just go.
Take fire damage from that burn.
It just goes, piss off, halfling.
Okay.
I'll back up.
In fact, as my bonus action, can I pull out one of my knives and just hold up to the rope like,
Absolutely, you can. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not actually going to cut it because that's an action.
It is indeed. But...
It is. Isn't Vicious Mockery a bonus action?
Oh, actually, yes. Let's look that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I thought so.
No, it is one action.
Ah.
Sadly.
Bardic Inspiration is a bonus action, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Of which I also have more.
All right. So that's your go then, yeah?
Yeah.
Which brings us to the ginger bugbear, who it too is going to begin climbing up the southern rope. So it needs to make its athletics check, which it too passes as it begins to climb and makes it halfway up.
Do you know what would be really helpful? If we had Fusrodar right now.
Yeah.
What, sorry?
Fusrodar! Instead of flying backwards.
Yeah.
So, next up then is Thoric. There are two bugbears climbing up some ropes. Forgive me. It's not you. It's the brunette bugbear that was prone on the ground.
I'll wait.
Sorry. My apologies.
It's all right.
There's not really much he can do right now other than stand up and dust himself off.
Give me cue. The rope.
Because yes, ropes are already occupied at the moment. So it is going to move and it's going to stand in front of Sildar to provide some cover.
Why are they always so fundamentally loyal?
Maybe he's paying them well.
So that's going to be his go. Now, Thoric, it's your go.
Thank you. I am actually going to go over to Sergei's rope by the blonde one and sort of peer over the edge and go, oh, yeah. There's definitely some thinning there, isn't there? Oh, well. And I'm going to use Gladys again and cut the rope.
All right. Roll to hit for me then, please.
Nat 20.
Oh my yes. God.
Yes. I don't need some Nat 20 this rope, but I have.
He cuts both ropes with one stroke.
Yeah.
I'm not, dislodge the other one.
I mean, roll for damage anyway. Let's just see. But I think it's probably cut.
With 2d6, we're talking 8 points of slashing damage to the rope.
Would you like to describe how you overkill this rope?
Oh, just like he goes to hit it. He doesn't even hit it. It just kind of like flinches. It's just sort of like stranding and just peeling. It's gone.
All right, and the blonde bugbear plummets to the ground, taking 3 points. Of bludgeoning damage as it hits the ground, the wind kind of being knocked out of it, which is the first bit of damage that the blonde bugbear has taken thus far. Anything else you'd like to do, Thoric?
Other than laugh raucously with Sergei, we're having a lovely time.
You put the bell down and figure that out.
As this thing has literally just dropped down,
mm-hmm.
Could I use a bonus action to drop a flask of oil onto this thing? Or is that cheeky? A bit cheeky.
That's a bit cheeky.
Can I use my bonus action to give Sergei a flask of oil?
Actually, giving an object to another person is a free action.
So oh, cool.
You would still have a bonus action.
The laughter turns from tee hee hee to
Just puts one in his hand. I think I am just going to move away from the ledge.
All right. Cool.
Just sniggering and just like to Johan and Saga, just pointing, just like.
You guys are having far too much fun.
It's not similar.
How often are we on the advantaged side of combat?
Never.
Yeah. This just feels like a real Home Alone combat where we're.
Yeah. I'll get you, kid! All right, Johan.
Hey, pal.
Hey, pal. Johan, you're up. Wow, what a hole.
Oh, I don't like a pay D&D. It's the impersonation hour.
My.
Oh.
Are we past watershed already? Okay. The bugbear is already on the rope, Johan just peers over the side and catches his. He's presumably looking up.
The ginger bugbear is, yes, the only one remaining on a rope right now.
So Johan peers over and just gives him
a wry smile.
And will attempt a quick slash, as his compatriots have done. I really hope this one goes.
Yeah, roll to hit.
They're just going to run out of things to throw and just be in a hole.
Yeah. Now,
there are ways out of
talk now. Isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, for God's sake. That's a 7. As it is a piece of rope, can I roll with advantage? And my knife is very sharp.
What's the AC of the rope?
It might benefit us. We might need a rope.
I'm afraid a 7 is not going to hit. As this bugbear is kind of almost like swinging, trying to get the rope out of your reach as it's climbing up. And just as you go for a backhanded strike against the rope, it just manages to whip it out of the way.
Johan, it's all right. Let him up.
I mean, I have rope. We can get down.
Let him up.
All right, then. I'm just going to be here, ready to stab him as soon as he crests the hill.
All righty. Saga, then.
Okay. So we have two bugbears on a rope.
One bugbear on a rope. There is only one rope remaining. The ginger bugbear is on his way up. The blonde bugbear is currently prone, and the brunette bugbear is giving Sildar cover.
Thoric has a couple of javelins just kind of like poking out of his pack if anyone wants to come in.
Yeah, there's a javelin. I do have my crossbow as well. I will leave the rope to Sergei and Thoric to deal with.
Okay.
I'm going to go for the meat shield member of United Colors of Benetton. bugbear.
Okay.
Roll
to hit for me then, please.
Thank you. I'm here all week. That is 16 to hit with my 16, crossbow.
Which is going to be enough to hit. By the way, where was that line when you did goading attack? but that is going to be a hit. Roll for
get
damage
back
for
in
me,
the
please.
Car and you're like, oh, I should have said this.
Yeah, Sargon's like, fuck's sake, Quint just has arguments in the mirror in the tavern going, fuck's sake. That is 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage on the brunette bugbear. Alrighty. Which is going to be enough to bloody him, actually.
Yes.
as your crossbow bolt strikes, getting him too in the thigh. As he lets out a roar of pain.
Like that.
Anything else you'd like to do?
I remain.
All right.
I'm okay. Smirking as I'm just reloading my crossbow.
Very nice. All right then. So that brings us to the top of round four, with Sildar now at the bottom of the rift, watching as only a single rope remains. He's going to throw you a wry smile, Saga, as he is going to turn around and begin climbing up the far end of the wall of the rift.
Towards us or away from us?
Away from you. To those other exits that you noticed earlier. So he's going to make an athletics check. Woo! It's a nice time for a natural 20. As he begins to climb up, it's still 20 feet, so he does not have a climb speed, so he is halfway up the wall at this point. However, that he is a little bit further away from you. Not by much, only by about another 10 feet, so he's 30 feet away from you at this point. Just FYI. And that's going to be his go, and then it comes to the blonde bugbear, who is currently prone and at the bottom of this rift. He's going to get to his feet and there's not a fat lot he can do right now. What is he going to do? I guess he's going to try and see if he can climb the side of the wall, I guess. Side of the cliff face, which is going to be harder to do, obviously, than climbing up a rope. But he struggles really to get a foothold as he's just kind of scrambling up the side of this this cliff edge, trying to get up. You hear him crying out, I'm going to get you, kid! More I'm going to get you as opposed to the kid, but you get the idea. And that's going to be his go. So, next up then, that brings us to Sergei. You hear this cry and shout from this bugbear below. What would you like to do?
Okay. So, I can't throw the flask more than 20 feet. However, I can put it in another mage hand, dropping the current one, which would drop the torch, and use my action to carry that 30 feet and pour the oil flask over Sildar on the far wall.
Yes, I would say so, because a mage hand can pour out the contents of a vial, I believe.
That is what I just read.
Yes, indeed. So I think it would be safe to say that you could use an action to move the oil 30 feet to cover Sildar in more oil.
I shall do that. And throwing ourselves back to when Sildar and I first met, I saved him from falling off of a cliff. And now I feel like it's time to send him back down to the fiery pits of doom, where he was destined for once long ago. But that's all I can do currently, yes. So I'll just send it over, cover him in oil, and then I will is it an action or a bonus action to light someone else's torch or light another torch?
I think it is a lighting a torch. Let me see. I might be able to find specifics here. It doesn't specifically say, but I will say lighting it is part of pulling it out, I would say.
Very well. Could
somebody
I then
will probably correct me later on, but that'll do for now.
since I'm sort of near Thoric, just reach into his bag, sorry Thoric, grab a torch and start to light it.
You're most welcome.
Alrighty. Anything else?
That's pretty much my full go, and then I'll use my movement to get as close to Sildar as possible, being okay. On the other side of it.
Sure, which kind of puts you right at the edge of the rift, sort of in the middle, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that'll do.
Cool. And now we have the ginger bugbear, who is halfway up the rope. So it is going to make its athletics check to make the final stretch. Which it does so, as it yells out to the brunette one, "I've reached the top!"
Oh no, you don't!
Sorry, I couldn't resist. It is then... Oh, it's used its action to climb up the remainder of the way, so it actually can't attack you yet.
Ah, but it does trigger. Is this? Yes, my rope is climbed up, isn't it?
It is.
So he triggers my reaction, does he not?
If you would like to take it, yes.
I would. I would like to. I'd like to kill him.
yes, please. I could kill him, please. Mm. You don't get advantage on the attack, unfortunately. So no sneak attack for you.
No worries. But then my compadres are close by, are they not?
Yes, but not like fully engaged with the ginger bugbear. The ropes aren't that close together.
Okay. Oh, that's natural 20.
Oh, beautiful. All right, so double your damage. So roll your damage dice twice, adding your usual modifier.
That's 3 and 1, which isn't great. That's 4 plus 3. So that's 7. Okay, cool. Fair enough. That'll be 7 damage then, unfortunately.
Alright. So you lunge forward with good old Stephen. Slashing across the stomach of this bugbear, almost disemboweling it, but not quite managing the full ticket. But this bugbear is certainly now in critical condition as it begins to bleed profusely.
I can't attack with my bonus action, can I? Because I don't have one to, because it's just a reaction, it's not... Okay, bonus action. That's not my turn.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. You are correct, yes. But your turn is not far away. The brunette bugbear is now going to begin its ascension up the rope where Johan is. It's going to make its athletics check, which it doesn't quite manage to quite get a foothold of the rope as it kind of tried to scramble up in a bit of a hurry, and doesn't even make it halfway up. So that is going to be its go. Thoric, you're up.
Lovely. So Sildar has started to climb the opposite wall.
Correct.
Which is about sort of 10, 20 feet away, like of the distance from edge to edge.
30 feet edge to edge, I would say. It's 20. The rift is 20 feet deep, 30 foot across.
Okay. Seeing as I'm wearing the boots of striding and springing,
Ooh. Do
I have enough long distance to jump to the opposite edge?
I forgot Sildar. You had those boots of striding and springing.
I didn't.
So for those of you watching at home, while you wear these boots, your walking speed becomes 30 feet, and if your walking speed is higher and the speed isn't reduced, if you are encumbered or wearing heavy armor, in addition, you can jump 3 times the normal distance, which I believe, hopefully this looking up tool that I'm doing is going to
I've got it here. A number of feet equal to your strength score.
And what is your strength score?
So that is, my strength score is 16.
And 16 thrice times would
45.
Be... Well, then the answer...
Well, 48.
The answer, then, is yes.
Cool. So I'm going to take a little bit of a run-up and, like, dig my heel into the ground, and there's kind of, like, a little bit of... They engage, and they kind of flash and sort of boost him off. He's like, whoa, okay, great. And he vaults the distance.
Very cool.
And sticks the landing. Kind of, he's not that smooth. He kind of, like, overshoots and kind of, like, bumps into a wall.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just like, whoo! Right. And that's just my movement, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I think your hand just kind of, after, just goes... Whoa.
Just gives him a really, like, thumbs up.
So you are now above Sildar, yes, as he's climbing up?
Yeah. He's only halfway up, isn't he?
He is.
But he is covered in oil.
10 feet below you, covered in oil, yes.
But he is covered in oil. Sergei's got a torch, hasn't he?
Yeah, I do.
Is it? It's hovering right above him, isn't it?
It is.
It's about to be.
Cool. In which case, I won't steal Sergei's thunder, and I will take a javelin and just sort of... He feels a bit cruel with it. It's literally like shooting fish in a barrel. Just literally line it up above him and just have at him.
All right. This is melee as opposed to ranged. Actually, no. Javelin's not a reach, is it? No, it's not. So it will have to be a range, right?
No, it'll be a ranged, but a thrown.
Yeah. All right. Roll to hit with a ranged attack, then please.
18.
18 will absolutely hit as your javelin strikes. Roll for damage for me.
D6 plus 3. 5 on the die, so that's 8 points of damage.
8 whole points of damage is not going to be enough to take him out, but certainly enough to put a huge gash across its oil-covered face. Okay. I would say it is bloodied. He is bloodied.
Mm-hmm. I'll just say to him, look, don't make us do this. Throw down your arms. Let's talk.
What is your intention? What is your intention here?
Like, Thoric's not a cold-blooded guy. You know, he's not. He at this point, they feel like he's got the upper hand. He's just kind of taking a cheap shot at someone while they're literally climbing. He doesn't feel great about it.
Sure.
He's not that kind of person. He's not, you know. He's genuinely, if he surrenders, he'll talk.
Meanwhile, Sergei is just lighting a fire. La, la, la,
yeah, like, la, 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 la.
All right. Do you want to give me then a persuasion check with advantage?
Twelve.
He kind of he gives you like a deep stare as he's kind of looking up at you. He says, "If you let me climb up, we'll talk."
Do I get the impression that he's telling the truth?
Would you like to give me an insight check?
Can we hear this exchange?
Well, unless they are shouting at each other, you're like 30 feet.
I have the high ground, Zelda!
If you let me climb up there, we'll talk! So no, I'm afraid not, sorry.
Insight. 8.
It's hard to tell, really. With an 8, I would say.
I'm just like, look, climb down and we'll talk.
I think I'm going to have to end the conversation there, because obviously technically this should only be about 6 seconds, technically speaking. So we will move on. We will move on for now.
I'm still going to move away. If it's possible, I'm going to move away from the edge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think you could probably manage that. All right. Johan.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do? You've just seen Thoric leap across this chasm. He is now... Clearly, you can't hear what they're saying necessarily, but clearly in conversation with Sildar.
While I have complete faith in Thoric's ability to defend himself, Johan feels an urge to run over and help him, lest the wizard pull any wizard tricks. And so he's going to quickly dispatch this thing. Did you say he was in critical condition?
The ginger bugbear, yes.
Okay. I will stab. I will stab with Steven.
With Steven.
And then stab with Steven and then push him over the side.
Oh, see, nice.
The stab don't kill him, then the fall will. Oh, for God's sake. That's a 7. But I have 2 weapons.
Yes, you do. The Steven will miss as Steven is batted out of the way by the Ginger Bugbear's Morningstar.
I just say, get out of my way, foul beast. That's better. That's a 23.
23, which will of course hit with a mere bugbear. So roll for damage for me. Let's see how you get on.
So that's a D4 plus 3. It's 2 plus 3 is 5.
How are you finishing him?
Fine. I was like, get out of my way, beast! And then get it right in his forehead, right between his eyes. Kick it off. And then punch him off the side. And then, as he's falling, I will attempt to try and Legolas down this rope. And...
There is a brunette bugbear down that rope.
I have to go and help him. Then I will try and go down this rope and maybe like land. Is he directly below the rope?
He's halfway up it. Oh no! So no, he didn't. No, sorry. Forgive me. He didn't actually fully make the climb.
Right.
So he's at the bottom of the rope. Forgive me. Yes.
So if I spring down this rope and with all my weight try and land, and would that be technically an unarmed strike in his face?
Well, look, you've already had 3 attacks. Sorry, 2 attacks. That would be a third.
But technically, it's my movement.
Yeah,
down
but
a good grinding way.
I mean, down it's yes, it is technically your movement. But I wouldn't necessarily say. Okay. Let me put it to you another way then. You can do an attack if you also take bludgeoning damage from the fall.
Don't do it.
Because it's not gonna be a safe landing if you do that.
I'm doing it. It's very Johan.
Alright.
Spontaneously and do stupid things to help his friends.
In which case then, can you give me an acrobatics check?
Yep.
This will determine how much damage you take from the fall. If you take the full 2d6 or just a single 1d6.
16.
Alright, so it'll be a 1d6. Nice. Which is still a 5 bludgeoning damage for you. As the fall is not a good fall, as you're taking a bugbear out on the way down, but you can certainly do an unarmed strike as well.
Okay, so I rolled a 3 on the 1d6.
Righto.
So 3 damage.
Yes, indeed. All right.
3 damage.
So you took 5, and he took 3.
Okay, fair. He took 5. Cool.
No, no. You took 5 from the drop. He took 3.
Fair enough.
Yep. Alrighty. It's a bit of a for want of a better phrase, a bit of a sloppy landing, shall we say, as you kind of tackle this bugbear to the ground as you drop down, using him to try and break as much of your fall as possible. And you kind of get caught a little bit on his Morning Star on the way down, and it just kind of, you get a gash on your leg. But you are now down on the ground. You're not prone. You are on your feet still. So that's going to have been a 20-foot drop, so you've still got another 10 feet of movement if you wanted to take it. However, he's prone, so he won't be able to really take an attack of opportunity against you. Well, I mean, it will, but he'd be a disadvantage if you were to move out of his threat area.
Okay, so I move towards Thoric.
Alrighty. So he's going to try and strike at you with his Morning Star, but with disadvantage. Which is a perfect time for him to roll a natural 1. As he just tries to catch your ankle with his Morning Star as you begin to sprint in Thoric's direction. And that's going to be your go. Saga.
Right. I want to get Sildar as well. I'm going to jump down into the rift.
All right. And you're doing that as a movement or as your action? Movement means you just take the straight damage, or action means you can try and acrobatics check your way down.
Do I take the damage? It is bludgeoning damage. If I take the damage, then I can attack.
That's up to you.
I'm gonna do it as a acrobatics.
That'll be your action then to get down as gracefully as you can. Can I get an acrobatics check from you, please, as you try and land as deftly as you can?
12
will do it, as you manage to just steadily land on your feet, having prepared yourself fully for the descent and the impact. You manage to kind of brace your knees, not taking any damage, managing to stay on your feet. But that's obviously your action, so you won't be able to take an action this turn. What else would you like to do?
Rest of my movement to get Tilda.
All right. So you're obviously not going to be able to climb up the other side, but you're going to be able to close the bottom of the rift, so you'll be 10 feet below him. Okay?
I'll do that.
Lovely. All right. That brings us to the top of the next round. It's actually Sildar's go. So he is going to use his action to try and climb up to where Thoric is, which means he's not going to be able to take an action this turn. And he is going to just about make it up to the top and pull himself up in front of you, Thoric. And he looks at you covered in oil, and he says, "Are we standing down then?"
You tell me.
He thinks on it for a moment, and he says, "All right." And he calls back and he says, "Stand down, boys. These folks want to negotiate now." And he kind of relaxes, and only not fully, but certainly enough to not be quite ready for combat, but still enough to be on guard just in case you try any funny business.